lunch on the way. And thanks for listening, you guys. Another
In the garden grows a flower, bending low to the earth, its face in the dust. I can see the dark side of the flower. Painted face, can you see the dark side of the flower? The blossom has wearied of the plastic flowers in the garden. The blossom has wearied of bruises. The gardeners first came and planted the flowers to grow free in the chemistry of the earth, that the flowers might grow beyond the reach of all the plants in every fenced garden, in every fenced land, free and formless. Many colors are your petals, signifying what? Perhaps you see their meaning through a chemical prism. The dew on your petals, called love, no longer seems to sparkle in the sun. The dew seems to cling only to your leaves. An ooze, not flowing to moisten the life of your blossom, but closing off its breath. Can love survive, clinging only in one small garden, not reaching to other plants in fenced gardens and fenced lands? Can love survive without loving in the middle of hate? Yet others come. Through the picket fence of other gardens, they come. One by one, and more. And many come from other gardens to become flowers. Drab are their colors to them. Their senses dull to them. To the garden of flowers they come. Their colors to change. To grow in a moment. To heights beyond the extensions of creation. They feel their roots deep in the new soil. Touching the roots of another flower and many flowers. The pollen of many flowers to know. The flower, a vine, has become intertwined with vines. No form does it see in the vines. So now, in the garden, grows a flower, bending low to the earth, its face in the dust. I can see the dark side of the flower. Painted face, can you see the dark side of the flower? Some of the plants in the fenced gardens turn, for a moment, away from their dream of structured security and form, to say to each other, where have all the flowers gone? Could the flowers return to the fenced gardens, aware of the fences, but creating new dimensions in the middle of reality to color forms and fences bright with love?
This opening track, you know it's the Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm.
Come on, here we go again, motherfucker, yeah. Come on down and see the idiot right here, too fucked to bang and not afraid to care. What's the matter with calamity anyway? Riot, get the fuck out of my face. Understand, I can't feel anything. It isn't like I want to sift through the decay. I feel like a wound, like I got a fucking gun against my head. You live when I'm dead. People
listening to The Cure to Catastrophe with Maldoror and me, Shay from the Bay. Oh, wait, hold on a second. Here's Maldoror's favorite part.
Satan!
This is so good. Oh, wow. We're a little hot. Welcome to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm. It's a brand new, half new, thrown together episode.
Not even thrown together. This is seat-of-the-pants bullshit.
We didn't make an episode. We're still busy painting. Everything is cut in beautifully. I want to thank DJ Rocker Smooth for still hanging out with us.
For sure.
Also, big news in the personal life of Shay from the Bay. She's left her job.
Yay!
Yay! And we got a new job.
You ain't got no job.
I know, for like a week.
This week.
This week, that's right.
Welcome to the club.
I know, it's so fun for a week. Get pumped. So yeah, I threw together some last second things for Maldoror to get us started. He's going to hate every single one in completely different ways. Thank goodness his métier is critique.
RadioValencia.fm.
Salty-ass bitches giving lobby. Bad gal Dutch, call her Michael Lobby. Yeah, you all this funny. You should do comedy. Leave your ass leaking. Looking like my mom, please. I don't know if she gonna go crazy. Is she gonna go crazy? Everybody wanted to know what Dolce would do if she didn't win. I guess we'll never. Stepped up the swamp to the motherfucking stage. Cut my mic off, cause I'm about to misbehave. Will she ever lose, man? I guess we'll never know. Will she lose her cool? I guess we'll never. I hopped up the swamp, gave the bitch props. Where you been? Don't you whip pop? Will she ever lose, man? I guess we'll never know. Will she lose her cool? I guess we'll never lie. Guess we'll never know. Guess we'll never see the day that Dolce crown falls. Guess you'll never live to see the day that Dolce loses. Dolce don't win on these Dolce mutants. Dolce don't critique or seek improvement. Right now is my time, my moment. Thank you to my swamp and thank you God I was broke. I thank you God, I thank you to Top God Entertainment. Ooh, Top Dog Entertainment. Sister Zay, Moose and the hating ass stands. Mommy, Blake High School and all the bitches I surpassed. Tonight we popping bottles, fucking hoes and forgetting our name. To the audience wondering how it feels to be famous. I guess you'll never depth up the swamp to the motherfucking stage. My mic broke, cause I'm about to misbehave. Will she ever lose, man? I guess we'll never know. Will she lose her cool? I guess we'll never these. Bitches can't be half of me, thanks to my anatomy. Showing up an hour late like thanks to the academy. Now I understand why they mad at me and hate on my anatomy. It's cause I look good from the balcony. I look good from the nosebleeds, bitch. You ain't know me, bitch. That ain't no G, that's the OT, sis. I look good from the nosebleeds, bitch. I've been at a place where it was hard as it could get. If you never suffer, you can never tell me shit. And I could have a million and still would hit the lick. Lifestyle, nigga, this my lifestyle. Guess you'll never know.
Allow it to happen. this ball for me, please.
In that set, you heard a few things that I sent last minute to Maldor. They included a group that, or a person I, Berlots?
I thought it was Berlitz, but, you know, maybe I'm wrong.
Berlitz. Well, I have enjoyed, I shouldn't advertise the music, whatever platform that I use to find songs, but...
That makes killing AI technology to make military drones?
Yeah, and the thing is, their playlist Spotify. With Berlitz is tremendous. Like, it was so good. Anyway, it was such a turn-on to hear that song, Please Open This Wall For Me, because that's how I'm feeling with this new job. I just feel like walls are opening. I think it's terrific. What else do we hear?
Would you like some granola to go with that crunchy?
You know what? Maybe some aioli. Because we're not doing mayonnaise anymore, right? If we're in Los Altos Hills, we don't do mayonnaise. We do aioli.
Why? Oh, just because everyone makes aioli now instead.
The brand.
Yeah. Throw some garlic in it and have an aioli. My best foods.
Anyway, all of this is out of context to our listeners. We are painting the studio.
So if you're a Radio Valencia DJ and you're listening, we've been painting the studio, and we apologize because we started it about 5 weeks ago.
What are you apologizing for? We're doing
because we didn't finish.
Bro.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm sorry it took us a while to finish.
I told you to tell them it was going to be a process.
It's a fucking process. Anyway, the process is getting much closer to completion than we thought it was going to be when we started today.
Maldor did something brilliant, and he found the terrible red paint that we needed to match so badly. So even though it's not coming together, everything's cut in.
Way at the back of a shelf.
It looks very intentional. Yeah. So this is really good. A huge, huge thank you.
Huge.
To DJ Rocker Smooth, who, thank goodness, I mean, not thank goodness, selfishly I'm saying, thank goodness he postponed his departure to South Carolina.
Myrtle Beach?
Myrtle Beach.
When is your departure date now?
The 28th.
No, that's soon, man. Yeah.
That's a Monday. That's my first day of work.
One more week for both of you.
A freedom. Anyway,
brand new lives.
The studio's looking
great. I'll just be here doing my own thing.
We depend on the fact that you'll just fucking be here.
You had another track, which seems like some sort of chick anthem.
It is a chick anthem.
Well, and I had a chick anthem that was going to follow that after we talked, but you jumped in early.
Oh, no, but I didn't give anything away.
Well, you said Sophia. But that's fine. It means nothing to me.
It means the lover of wisdom.
Means nothing to me.
The lover of wisdom. Studio's looking good to you, as always, on Sundays. We do have an open door policy. However, today, unless you've come to help, probably don't, because we already have three bodies in here being productive,
It is a three-step dance. It's a waltz, if you will, of the three of us trying to not run into each other or step in each other's paint buckets.
And we're doing such a good job. Like, we're being
so far, I'm about to step in a paint bucket and stomp it across the floor. I can tell.
It's just wait for
it. So it's when you're like, oh, wait, everything's going so great. Oh, fuck, I fell off a ladder.
That would be the perfect ecphrasis for the episode. I would like that.
Anyway,
if you could describe that to listeners.
We are winging it like a motherfucker, because I wasn't planning to do anything today because I thought we'd be further behind, but we're marching right along. Thank you, as always, to Marco Middlesex for the excellent intro. We loved your show, Marco, particularly the Frida song.
We have to discuss, though, the Sarah Brightman situation.
We loved everything about your show except Sarah Brightman. For some reason, none of us were vibing with that one. We like her better in Phantom.
But do go back to the ABBA.
But yeah, is it Frida? Is that her name? I know there's something going on with Drums by Phil Collins, which I never realized.
And all of us have forgotten that song. It came on and we were like, dang, this is good.
And then they tickled that one brain cell that's devoted to useless shit. This particular useless shit is like, wait, she was in ABBA. She's one of the chicks in ABBA. Something freed something something. You can look it up. It's on G-O-O-G-L-E. Google Frida, something going on. Anyway, thank you, Marco. We were bopping around the studio.
Totally. Great show, as always.
So, yeah.
Hey, if you're interested in being a Radio Valencia DJ, you can do your show remotely in the same way that Marco Middlesex does his.
And that Rocker Smooth is going to do his.
Yeah.
And also, I believe Sully does his, because he was talking about, he wasn't in the studio, but he was talking about Record Store Day yesterday, which was yesterday. So I think he might be remote as well.
We understand, thanks to DJ Rocker Smooth, originated in Berkeley, California.
Would you say Rasputin?
Rasputin, yeah.
Rasputin.
Fun fact.
Interesting.
He's much more qualified to be a DJ than I am.
So, shall we jump back into your... You have one more track in the set that you forgot about.
Yeah, and I'm excited for that to lead into whatever you have planned, because I would like to remind listeners that Maldor is actually a terrific feminist. He says some really sexist stuff on air, but off air he is...
I do not.
I don't have my laptop, but I'm sure I already have a week that is replete with every ounce of evidence we might need.
I dispute your findings.
Oh. Stay tuned.
I think I say most terrible shit off mic.
Disagree. Well, that's a fun competition to think about. Anyway.
All right, let's jump back into music, because we've been babbling our asses off. So this is only the first set.
And
so.
We're having fun. We hope you are, too.
Yeah, thanks for joining us here and every Sunday.
2 to 4 p.m.
on Radio Valencia.
Evan.
Everybody supports women until a woman's doing better than you. Everybody wants you to love yourself until you actually do. It was something about her hair so perfectly fallen. She was nice and smart and funny and got everything she wanted. She's just charity. Isn't that the most obnoxious thing you've heard? Her popularity. She's too pretty for her own good. She's probably self-centered. We hate her and she's nothing. If everybody leaves her, then she had it coming. She hits it, I'm kicking her out. She's had enough of the love and I'm bringing her down. Everyone together on the count of three. One, two. You're mundane, we agree. You're ambitious, swallowable if you tell the story right. Say that you hate yourself and self-criticize. But if we smell desperation on your neck and face, we'll drag you across your own public stage.
You put a name in the bag. Anything with her name attached. Her newspapers in the trash. So I just keep thinking, man.
What a waste. What a shame. I was starting to like her, but now she got gray. We never hit her to her face, but I hope she knows. She knows, she knows, she knows. I don't like your tone. I don't like how much you've grown. It's so boring to not be yanking muscle off of a woman's bone. Everybody hates the everyone hates the unrelatable. And I love to place two of them in the arena of the public's eye and try and get them to fight about something dumb. And we pick sides, cause staring at it too long made our life look like muted pastels. We'll love you if you just make us feel better about ourselves. And what a waste, what a shame. I was starting to like her, but now she got gray. We never hit her to her face, but I hope she knows. She knows, she knows, she knows. And what a pain. Hi, hi. Watch her spit her name while she's turned the other side. We never told her to her face, but I think she knows. She knows, she knows, she knows. Supports women till a woman's doing better than you. Everybody wants you to love yourself until you actually do. It was something about her hair.
I got it. the little artillery. She steals her diamonds and I take her speed. She knows I need it, I ain't slept for a week. I'm going crazy, crazy, crazy. Simone de Beauvoir in a handbag. The female unicorn I'm paid. A quoted Miss Paglia. She wants to make a man out of me. She's a suffragette woman. Emily Davidson. She didn't die for nothing. She pulls up in a Viper, likes a copper bill, wears a feather boa, corner punch in. Says that she's on strike tonight, that she'd like a bite tonight. Well, did you even dare ride? Banana rolling on the jukebox. Jermaine Greer takes the top box. Susan Faludi's on the soapbox. I ain't your Oliver Reed. Emily Davidson, she didn't die for nothing. She is a suffragette. Emily Davidson, she didn't die for nothing.
Alabama 3 with My Suffragette Woman, which is from the 5-disc set of remixes and alternate cuts from the their Exile on Cold Harbor Lane record, which includes the album and then four thematic discs. There's weed, coke, booze, weed, cocaine, booze, and fuck, another drug. Might be heroin. That's not heroin, because weed is the dub record. Coke is the, like, techno record. And that one's from the Booze album, which is all, like, blues songs. Anyway, it's a really interesting, like, expansion of an album I already loved. So it's super expensive, and it's only been released on CD, annoyingly. It's basically the only CD I'm still listening to these days. Gotta, like, plug in my CD player when I want to listen to that record. Anyway, that was the last song that set My Suffragette Woman. Also in there, we heard Woman by Kesha, or Keisha, however you say it. She's taken the cash sign out of her name, so Kesha, I guess. Anyway, that was from her 2017 album Rainbow, which I recently picked up on vinyl. It was a gift to me from one of my old co-hosts who introduced me to the record in a robot taxi when we were going to the Richmond to watch soccer. The only good thing he's done for me in the last 10 years. And that's featuring the Dap Kings Horns, Woman by Kesha. And yeah, the first four tracks on Rainbow are all just straight killer. And that's all I needed to, like, say, I'm buying this, and they sent me a copy. Before Kesha, whatever the hell, we heard... Oh, I didn't write it down. What was the name of that track? Sophia something? Sophia is LA. Everybody supports women until they're doing better than you, I think is the tagline. I'm going to have to do a later gram with that one. Anyway. We're still painting, so we're still winging it. We're painting the walls in here, so let's play some walls music. This is the Curated Catastrophe on Radio Valencia.
Dot FM.
FM.
Me, but there's people here trying to play me, and there's no jobs that will pay me enough to feed my family. Cheap one, promise is broken, yeah, jobs are leaving, and the sky is dark, and the landlord's stepping, but the bus is splitting, and I won't be regretting, and there's no more jobs here, no more love here, no more room here for me, and there's no more jobs here, only misery here for me and my family.
Your hand.
Hey, we're back on the Curated Catastrophe. Still throwing this together in our spare time between doing the detail work. Actually, Rocker Smooth and Shay have been doing a killer job doing the fine detail work that makes us look like we didn't half-ass it. Totally. In that set, we heard, since we're dealing with the wall still, we heard Back Up Against the Wall by Rancid from the Indestructible record. We heard a cover of another Wreck in the Wall Part 2 live by Carter the Unstoppable Sex Machine. And to be fair, I never listened to that one and hoped it would be a little more bouncy, because normally Carter is a little more bouncy. But it wasn't, so whatever. We heard a cover of the Willie Nelson song, Hello Walls, by the Reverend Horton Heat, from the Twisted Willie compilation of alternative bands covering Willie Nelson. And that's a great compilation, by the way. Lots of good rockin' versions of Willie Nelson songs. And last song on the set was Four Walls by Cast from their classic album, All Change. Cast, of course, was led by... one of the dudes who used to be in the Laws but got sick of Lee Mavers and his heroin addiction preventing them from ever putting out a second record. I mean, they recorded their first record like three complete different times because the guy was such a mess. Anyway, he bailed and formed his own band, Cast, and their first record, All Change, was a great little Britpop song, or Britpop album. Didn't quite scale the heights of the Blurs and Oases of the world, but it's a quality record. So, All Change by Cast, we heard Four Walls. Next song is going out specifically to Rocker Smooth, who we thank deeply for helping us so much with everything we're doing here in the studio, when he could be, you know, leisurely lounging before he departs the state. Anyway, thanks. This is Radio Valencia. Radio Valencia. This is the Curated Catastrophe, which is half-assing its way through another show while we do other things. Man, that's looking good.
Thank you.
It's the last 5% of the work that makes the other 95% look bitchin'. All right, in that set, we heard some dead air, because there's always some dead air on the, curated catastrophe. We rolled the turntables out of the way so we could do clean up and paint behind them, and it pulled the cord out of the digital M-Box thing that sends music to the computer, which meant we had to restart the whole computer, because it couldn't. Once I plugged it back in, it couldn't see it, because it's a fucking PC and not an Apple. But whatever. Not like I give a shit about Apple's market share either. They can all go fuck themselves. But because I know fuck all about PCs, it took me forever to figure out how to restart the computer. But it came back. Thank goodness. I believe you're listening to me out there in Radio Land. And also, if you're listening in the future, I mean to our podcast, hello, people of the future. Thank you for tuning in. I have to. I'm special shout out to our friends in the Inner Sunset. My friend Sarah said she was going to start listening to the podcast because she'd, of course, forgotten that we've been doing this for a while. But I will have to send her, when I make this podcast live, I will send her a reminder. In that set, we heard Your Savior by Temple of the Dog, which went out to Rocker Smooth. That's the one that had a bunch of dead air in the middle of it. It was supposed to be Four Walled World, but I played the wrong track because it's the curated catastrophe. Middle song of the set was It's Raining Zombies on Wall Street from an EP by Big D and the Kids Table. And last song was Climbing Up the Walls. Turn on to Do Not Disturb. Rocker Smooth taught me that. Last song of the set was Climbing Up the Walls by Tamar Kali and the Easy Star All-Stars. That is, of course, a Radiohead cover. It is from the rather awesome Radiohead covers album Radio Dread by the Easy Star All-Stars, who first made their name with Dub Side of the Moon. They followed up, I think, rather well for a sophomore album. They did Radio Dread. Anyway, that was Climbing Up the Walls, which is what we're doing. Mostly them, climbing up and down ladders. She's doing fine louver work right now. Louver. It belongs in a museum. Sorry, ekphrasis. I guess I should just jump back into music so that I can go back to doing whatever the hell it was I was supposed to be doing, besides getting us back on the air. So I will do that. This is from the Darklands album. This is RadioValencia.fm.
Door. Chained to the floor.